Real News with David Knight.
As if the severity at the Singapore Capella Hotel wasn't racked with enough cosmic intensity, before the meeting took place between the Rocket Man and the old dotard, as they previously described each other, reeling from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's backstabbery, an outraged Trump administration economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, was rushed to the Walter Reed Medical Center, suffering from a heart attack. This was no ragamuffin affair. After the two leaders comfortably arrived at the Capella Singapore Hotel grounds, Kim Jong-un settled into one of the finest hotel rooms on Earth, surrounded by fields of roaming peacocks, an amusement park, and complete with a personal bathroom for Kim Jong-un, as requested. And oddly enough, no other American quantified the absence of any previous leadership to tackle the North Korean hermit nuclear kingdom like Dennis Rodman.
And Obama didn't even give me the time of day. I asked him, I said, I have something to say from North Korea. He just brushed me off. But that didn't deter me. I still kept going back. I kept going back. I showed my loyalty and my trustworthy to this country. And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open. When I said those damn things, when I went back home, I got so many death threats. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know one had to see me. But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me, and I'm still standing. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day.
No less bringing an end to the table, the atrocity known as the Korean War that began on June 25th, 1950, just about a fortnight shy of 68 years ago, along with an effort toward denuclearization in exchange for security.
North Korea has previously confirmed to us its willingness to denuclearize, and we are eager to see if those words prove sincere. The fact that our two leaders are sitting down face to face is a sign of the enormous potential to accomplish something that will immensely benefit both of our peoples and the entire world.
I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people. Our unprecedented meeting, the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible. My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time, under very strong circumstance.
While the crumbling fake news media attempted to write off the entire affair, CNN's Jim Acosta even yelled, "Are you going to give up your nukes?" during the photo op.
We're very proud of what took place today. I think our whole relationship with North Korea and the Korean Peninsula is going to be a very much different situation than it has in the past. We both want to do something. We both are going to do something. And we have developed a very special bond. So people are going to be very impressed. People are going to be very happy. And we're going to take care of a very big and very dangerous problem for the world. And I want to thank Chairman Kim. Spent a lot of time together today, very intensive time. And I would actually say that it worked out for both of us far better than anybody could have expected.
Get ready for the big payback, fake liberals. This is what American leadership looks like. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
We've definitely entered a new era here in the Trump administration. Welcome, everyone, to The Real News. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. We are going to be live here for the next 34 hours. That's right. We've just kicked off our 34-hour broadcast, The Fall of the Deep State and the release of the IG report. I'm going to get into that. Some video from Trump on Air Force One just after the meeting with Kim, and a whole lot more. Tommy Robinson news and a congressional candidate who thinks spraying himself in the face with mace is the way to get votes. Liberalism is a disease, and we are the cure. Thank you for joining me. We'll be right back.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, The Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now, you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome, everyone, to the real news. I'm your host, Rob Dew, taking over for David Knight for a couple days. He's on a well-deserved vacation with his family. And today happens to be the day we're kicking off our latest 34-hour live extravaganza broadcast. This is going to be focusing on the fall of the deep state and the release of the IG report. We've got a lot. Of course, we haven't seen the report yet. It's supposed to be released in this afternoon, but we do have a lot of lead up into this report. It's been hotly debated of what it's going to contain. I think it's going to be at least 500 pages long. And we will see if it covers topics that we've been talking about. Maybe the Clinton email server. He supposedly interviewed Loretta Lynch, James Comey, Peter Stroke, a host of others. And this is Michael Horowitz, who is an Obama appointee, I might add. So if the Democrats want to come out and cry foul, well, this is somebody Obama appointed. But before we get into all that, Yesterday afternoon, I was finishing up here in the studio, and I saw an interview. It was Bret Baier with Donald Trump right after he completed his meeting in Singapore with Kim Jong-un. He gets on Air Force One, and they have about a 15-minute interview. And I don't know how well this is going to get decimated out into the media, disseminated out. But I want to play some clips of these because we've seen a whole host of articles and stuff saying that this has no substance. Trump was working with the enemy. How could he talk with this guy? Even though at the Winter Olympics, MSM was doing its best to praise Kim Jong-un's sister, calling her the Ivanka of Korea. Kim Jong-un's sister is stealing the show at the Winter Olympics. That was CNN. Without a word, only flashing smiles, Kim Jong-un's sister outflanked Vice President Mike Pence in diplomacy. The Ivanka Trump of North Korea captivates the South. That was the WAPO. So we had all this, and then when he's not going to meet with him, oh, he's bad. He's bad talking about fire and fury. Oh, now he's going to meet with him. It's bad. Now it's off, and now it's on. Oh, now they had it. Oh, it produced no substance. Absolutely nothing. Well, let's just go to Trump and hear what he has to say. We're going to start with this first one, and I cut this up a bit, but this is about how the meeting was a success, and it should have never gotten to this point, though, is the point he makes, and he takes it all the way back to Bill Clinton, but you could go back even further. I think that North Koreans were looking for something like this for a long time, and I'm not defending their human rights record or anything else, but you got to start somewhere. And remember, we also trade with China, who's probably got just as good of a human rights record as North Korea, if not worse. So here's that first clip, and we're going to go over these and analyze them as we go through. Let's play it.
People are really happy about it, even I would say, non-Trump fans, that people are really happy. It's something that I'm very proud of. Now, with that being said, I want to get it done. But I believe that Chairman Kim wants to get it done. It's deals, whether it's this, and you know, which is so important, or buying a building, or doing whatever you may be doing. No, I don't think that's going to happen. But I said, you know, I only consider it successful if it gets done. I think we've done something very historic already in one way. But to me, a success is when it gets done. And nobody's taken it this far. And presidents have never met with anybody from North Korea. It's been, you know, delegated to other people. And even if they did meet, they wouldn't have been able to pull it off. But this is something that should have been done years ago. I mean, you've heard me say it many times. This should have been done 10 years, 15, 20 years ago. This shouldn't be done now where they have an arsenal of nuclear weapons. This should have never allowed to get to this point. With that being said, Chairman Kim wants to resolve the problem because he knew that we weren't playing around. I wasn't playing around. He's not playing around. And I'm not blaming President Obama. I'm saying during Obama, during Bush, during Clinton, this should have happened. Clinton got played. I mean, when you look at what happened, he gave billions of dollars, and it was like just a total waste of money.
So I like the rah-rah aspect of it. I like Trump's positive attitude. He's looking forward to working with Kim and making this happen and making the area safe. I think that's all we want at the end. I mean, how long have we heard about, oh, North Korea's going to get a nuke. They're going to get a nuke. In the 1990s, Clinton sold them the technology for nuclear reactors. Basically helped build their nuclear reactors. Their whole nuclear weapon system is because of the Clintons. But another big question that wasn't in the deal. Got a picture of the deal. It's got four main points. Is the troop drawdown. Because a lot of people are asking, what are we going to do with all these troops? We have 30-something thousand troops stationed in North Korea up along the DMZ. What are we going to do with these troops? Are they going to stay? And are they going to immediately start leaving? Are we going to kowtow to Tim and start pulling our troops back? Well, here's what Trump had to say.
No, it's not drawing down at all. In fact, honestly, it was never discussed. I'm sure he'd like that. It was never on the table. We, you know, when I met him today, we have a very good relationship, I feel. I feel it's good. You know, we know when we have chemistry. You know it as well as anybody, and you understand what I mean. But when I met him today, we had done 3 months, almost 4 months worth of work prior to my meeting. So we sort of understood that was never on the table. I would love to get the military out as soon as we can because it costs a lot of money, a lot of money for us. We don't get paid fully for that military, which, you know, I'll be talking to South Korea about. But we have 32,000 soldiers in South Korea. I'd like to get them home. I would like to, but it is not on the table right now. At the appropriate time, it will be.
You know, when it comes to deals and money, Trump leaves no stone unturned. He just kind of made a little allusion there, alluded to the fact that, oh, we have our troops here, and South Korea is not paying us enough to keep them here. By the way, you know, just kind of put that as an aside. But I'm sure we like having a base. I'm sure the military industrial complex likes having a base and a customer like South Korea to, that will buy billions of dollars worth of military gear. Guys, I'm going to skip. We're going to go to number four now and then we'll come back to number three. Because a lot of people don't know how this started. I wasn't even aware of this till I heard it out of Trump's mouth. Because I like to go to the source instead of hearing about what CNN says that Trump said or MSNBC, even Fox News. Go right to the source. And it turns out the Winter Olympics was the event that kicked this whole thing off. This whole meeting between Trump and Kim Jong-un. So let's go to that now, how it all started.
We got a call that he was going to the Olympics. He would like to go to the Olympics. And that was sort of the beginning of what we have right now. And we're very far down the line. You saw the agreement. Nobody thought we were going to have an agreement like that. And things were given to me, as you know from the news conference, things were given to me, Brett, that were not even part of the agreement. I got them after we had signed the agreement.
And so verification, you're confident you can set up the system?
I'm totally confident. And if we can't have a deal. I mean, we have to be, you know, it has to be verified. But one of the things that really I'm happy is that the soldiers that died in Korea, their remains are going to be coming back home. And we have thousands of people that have asked for that. Thousands and thousands of people. So many people asked when I was on the campaign, I'd say, wait a minute, I don't have any relationship. But they said, when you can, President, we'd love our son to be brought back home. You know, the remains. And I asked, we had pretty much finished, and I said, would you do me a favor? The remains of these great fallen heroes, could we do something? He agreed to it immediately. It's pretty good.
So there's Trump thinking about the troops, always listening to the people. People were asking him, hey, can you do something about the remains? And he said, yeah, I'm going to do that. So let's see if it happens. I can't wait. It's a step in the right direction. You're watching The Real News. I'll be right back after this short break. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at Infowars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro RDX body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Real News. We were just getting into, or well into this interview Trump had on Air Force One with Brett Baier of Fox News. And I think these types of sit down interviews that happen right after a big event. They're candid. It wasn't like he's preparing, getting makeup and stuff. He walked right onto Air Force One, sits down with Brett Baier for about 15 minutes. They actually talk about at the end of the interview how he held up Air Force One for this interview. And then he took off. And I'm not sure I don't remember ever seeing Obama after a big major event sitting down to an interview immediately afterwards to try to decompress it. And this was after he did at least an hour plus with hundreds of reporters where he answered almost all their questions. My favorite being the one about CNN and fake news and their fake friends. And he's talking about how he's been up like 26 hours already. And Brett even makes a comment that, oh, boy, your aides, everybody must be tired. They can't keep up with you. You know, this guy's 70 years old. And he's still kicking butt. Speaking of Air Force One, a stenographer's, Beck Dory Stein started working in the Obama White House back in 2012, she's got a book out. It was like summer camp on steroids. White House stenographer lifts lid on President Obama's Air Force One and reveals how Xanax and Ambien on long flights made awkward hookups with colleagues funny and bizarre. Which reminded me of, and I forget his name, I'm losing it right now. The guy, he was Trump's head physician. He was Obama's physician. Trump was going to make him Surgeon General. And then this clip came out that he was throwing around prescription drugs like candy. Ronnie Jackson. Dr. Jackson. But it looks like it must have been for Obama and his press corps and his staff. I don't know if Obama was taking Xanax and Ambien, but of course, Ambien has disavowed any connections to being racist after the Roseanne Barr tweets. But let's get back into these. Sorry. This is the earliest I think I've ever been up on the air here at InfoWars. Although I think during some of those other marathons, I've done some early trips, but I have a video clip. This is what I look like this morning. Call this having a case of the Tillmans, the Levi Tillmans. Yeah, that's a congressman who sprayed himself in the face with mace to call for, I guess he's running for Congress. He's in Colorado's 6th Congressional District. Hey, I know his name now. I had no idea who this guy was before. So I guess spraying yourself with mace works. That is an amazing picture. I tweeted out a couple memes I made this morning. If you go to @DewsNews, DewsNewz, you can see those. They're sort of like evergreens. Scroll down. Let's show people that before we get into the rest of these. Oh, that's interesting. Go up. It should have been the latest tweet that I did. Yeah. Go to tweets. You might be in tweets and replies. I don't know. See if you can find it. I'll find them on my phone. There it is. Vote for me. I'm liberal. He's done his research. He knows How to get the guns out of your hands. Spray yourself in the face with mace. All right. Enough fun and games. Let's get back to these clips because I think it's very important. One, to hear the president kind of unencumbered with press, Jim Acosta just screaming stuff in his ear. You know, just a calm meeting. I think he should do more of these, even with the enemy. He should go meet with CNN, go meet with Wolf Blitzer. There's a great meme where he's talking to Wolf Blitzer. Maybe we can come back from break with that one. where he says, talking about Megyn Kelly. It's a classic. But when asked about China, what does China think about this? Are they supporting it? And he talks about his relationship with the Chinese leader. Also makes an interesting aside about being president for life. Not Trump, but the Chinese leader Xi. And how they're either helping or hindering the progress of North Korea. I think they want to see a North Korea under control as well. So here's that clip.
I think China really would like to see no nuclear weapons. You want to know the truth. Because look, whether you're semi-friendly with a nation or not, when they have nuclear weapons and you're that close, it can't be a positive feeling. Just can't be. So China's been very helpful. I think over the last 2 months, maybe less so. I think the border got a little bit more open. Now, it didn't affect today's negotiation, but I think the border opened up a little bit more because China could be a little bit upset about trade because we're very strongly clamping down on trade. I mean, you'll see over the next couple of weeks, they understand what we're doing. With that being said, I have a very good relationship with President Xi of China. He's, you know, an incredible guy. They just, you know, essentially president for life.
President for life. Kind of smiles. I don't think Trump wants to be president for life. I think he wants to get in and fix the problems that he's been talking about for a long time. And here's what he said about Russia in the G7, because they bring that up. And of course, he said it should be the G8. And he talks about how, you know, if I could just sit face to face with Putin in these meetings, I could just say, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Come on, let's work together. Let's make this thing happen that we call world peace. So here's that clip. And then if we have time, we'll go to some clips of him talking about the same thing in the 90s. So here it is with Russia and the G7.
A reporter asked me, do you think you'd be better off with Russia? I said, absolutely. You know, we spend probably 25% of our time talking about Russia. And I said to myself, wouldn't it be better if they were here? Now, I'm not for Russia. I'm for the United States. But as an example, if Vladimir Putin were sitting next to me at a table instead of one of the others, and we were having dinner the other night in Canada, I could say, would you do me a favor? Would you get out of Syria? Would you do me a favor? Would you get out of the Ukraine? Get out of Ukraine. You shouldn't be there. Just come on. Get. Now, I think I'd probably have a good relationship with him. Or I'd be able to talk to him better than if you call somebody on a telephone and talk. If I'm sitting like I was with the others, for instance, the new Prime Minister of Italy, he is a great guy. We had a great relationship. He agrees with me on Putin, by the way, I have to tell you.
If
he were at that meeting, I could ask him to do things that are good for the world, that are good for our country, that are good for him.
Despite all that he's done to us, you think he's going to...
Yeah, but he didn't... I'm not sticking up for anybody. I'm just saying this. He didn't respect our leadership previously. He walked all over them. Look what he did to Obama with Crimea. He took Crimea. He took Ukraine. Sections of Ukraine.
Which is why he got kicked out of the G8.
No, I know, but he didn't respect our leadership. He didn't respect it. And so, but this wasn't me. You know, people say, well, look what he did. He did it to Obama. Obama should not have allowed that to happen. Even with the voter stuff, supposedly the FBI went to Obama. They told him about it.
All right. We'll be right back.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic Rainforest. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforest, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others, for stamina, focus, libido. It does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals, including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go, and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods. Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome to The Real News. I'm your host, Rob Dew, and we are well into, I guess, we're well into our first hour of our 34-hour special, The Fall of the Deep State and the Release of the IG Report. In fact, we'll be going until tomorrow till at 6 p.m. And I see aloha. The Hawaiian travelers have returned. Michael Zimmerman's in the studio. He was behind the camera shooting all those reports for Alex Jones, putting stuff together last minute, seeing if islands float. You know, and in addition to spraying themselves in the face, liberals also believe islands float. Hank Johnson, from Georgia. Of course, he then came out and said, oh, that was a joke. I don't believe islands float. How much money does that cost? Anyway, let's finish up with this, with these videos. Well, actually, I want to go to the end of that one, that G7 one of Trump, because he can't say anything about Russia without apologizing first. Like, look, I'm not defending anybody, but he has to have a precursor in front of anything talking about Russia, because everybody say, oh, if you talk about Russia, then you're controlled by them. You say anything nice about Russia, you're Putin's puppet. And then he makes the point at the end of that clip, and we had to pull the audio down because we were going to break, about how Obama was supposedly warned by the FBI that the Russians were supposedly meddling in the elections and didn't do anything about it. So let's play that clip just so we can hear it out of Trump's mouth, and then we'll move on.
If he were at that meeting, I could ask him to do things that are good for the world, that are good for our country, that are good for him.
Despite all that he's done to us, you think he's going to...
Yeah, but he didn't... I'm not sticking up for anybody. I'm just saying this. He didn't respect our leadership previously. He walked all over them. Look what he did to Obama with Crimea. He took Crimea. He took Ukraine. Sections of Ukraine.
Which is why he got kicked out of the G8.
No, I know, but he didn't respect our leadership. He didn't respect it. And so, but this wasn't me. You know, people say, well, look what he did. He did it to Obama. Obama should not have allowed that to happen. Even with the voter stuff, supposedly the FBI went to Obama. They told him about it. He didn't do anything about it.
Supposedly. Hey, Obama, the Russians are attacking. They're going to go after our elections. What are we going to do?
You going to wave a magic wand?
That must have been his response. And so we saw all this hate towards the president for going in and just speaking with, yeah, he's a dictator. Unfortunately, there are dictators in this world, and we could do one of two things. And I think it's what George Bush said to the Taliban, a carpet of bombs or a carpet of gold? Do you guys want to make money? You guys want to come into the 20th century? You guys want to be part of this world? Or do you want to go to war? And don't get me started on going to war in Afghanistan. We'll be here another 34 hours. But let's go to Trump back in the 90s talking about North Korea. This is 1999, well before he planned on running for president. Although Roger Stone was trying to get him to run in 2000 in the Reform Party. And you know what? I think it's good that it didn't happen. I think we needed to see our generation and the generation before mine needed to see what happens when you just kind of lay back and get lazy. So here he is in 1999. If we don't talk to North Korea now, we're going to be in big trouble in 5 years. Well, here we are 19 years after that. But here he is, almost 20 years ago, talking about North Korea.
Let's look at North Korea. North Korea is developing missiles like nobody has ever seen. And we better do something rather quickly with them, hopefully through negotiation. But we better do something rather quickly with them. Russia...
What if, on the North Korean front, what if the North Koreans don't play ball, develop a nuclear capability, go forward with their missile development? Does the United States act unilaterally?
Excuse me. If spoken to correctly, they will play ball. You go in, you start negotiating, and if you don't stop them from doing it, you will have to take rather drastic actions. Because if you don't take them now, you're going to be in awfully big trouble in 5 years from now when they have more missiles than we do. We're a bunch of saps. There's no question that North Korea is developing missiles. We give them nuclear power plants. We give them tremendous aid because we thought we could bribe them into stop development. Well, they're developing. So much so that South Korea is now developing their own missile systems in order to protect. And I'm really not sure I can blame them. But North Korea is totally out of control. And would you rather have a very, very serious chat with them now? And if necessary, you might have to do something fairly drastic. Or would you rather have to go after them in 5 years when they have more nuclear warheads and missiles than we do?
So
First, I'd negotiate. I would negotiate like crazy, and I'd make sure that we tried to get the best deal possible. The biggest problem this world has is nuclear proliferation. And we have a country out there, North Korea, which is sort of wacko, which is not a bunch of dummies, and they are going out and they are developing nuclear weapons. And they're not doing it because they're having fun doing it. They're doing it for a reason. And wouldn't it be good to sit down and really negotiate something, and ideally negotiate? Now, if that negotiation doesn't work, you better solve the problem now than solve it later, Tim. And you know it, and every politician knows it, and nobody wants to talk about it. Jimmy Carter, who I really like, I mean, he went over there. It was so soft. These people are laughing at us.
So he goes all the way back to Carter, who was pre-Reagan, pre-Bush, pre-Clinton. You can go back to Eisenhower. Kennedy, Nixon, Johnson. Why didn't anybody do anything? Why didn't anybody just sit down with the North Koreans? Because that is how it was supposed to be. They were supposed to be there as a boogeyman. So you have your boogeyman, and then you build up bases around the boogeyman. That's how it works. That's how the last 70 years of New World Order proliferation have occurred. You find boogeymen, you create boogeymen, you arm the boogeymen, and then you go say, oh, we have to stop the boogeyman. We have to build bases in the desert with McDonald's and KFCs. And so that's what we do. And I think you're seeing the boat turn, because Donald Trump is saying the same thing in 1999 that he's saying today. It's the same stuff. He hasn't changed. And I think it's truly a breath of fresh air to get somebody talking actual common sense. And I think he's going to blow this away. In fact, the final clip we have is about the blue wave, because everybody's been talking about this blue wave that's happening. And I think you're going to see a little bit of change. Yeah, there's some Democratic strongholds there. There always will be. Cory Booker used to run one in Newark. We got some Cory Booker clips auditioning for the role in the Butthurt Senator. We'll show you those coming up. But let's go to this clip on the blue wave that's going to overtake Trump. Here it is.
120 days ago, we were down 16 points. Now I see Reuters has us up 2, and another one was up 6, and one was down 3. I think it's a whole different ballgame. I think the economy is so good. I think the tax cuts have been incredible, far greater than even I thought they'd be. The regulation cuts have been great. I mean, I've done more in 500 days than any president has ever done in their first 500 days. There's nobody close, and that's a lot of people saying that. It's people that would rather not say it are saying it. And I really think that we're going to do very good. Now, history is against me, because history, for whatever reason, you win the election and then you lose lots of seats. I think we're going to do very well.
I love that look from Bret Baier, who used to make these smirks at Ron Paul when Ron Paul would talk about peace and prosperity. Just had that smug look. All right, we'll be right back. You're watching The Real News, Infowars.com/show.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Real News, and if you go to InfoWars.com, you will see that two Norwegians have nominated President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize for what he's done in North Korea, which, honestly, Trump's not calling it a success at this point. He wants to see the nukes go away. He wants to see investment go into North Korea. And I think that's at that time you address the human rights issues and get them working on that. Obviously, I don't think you're going to get that day one. I mean, we still trade with China. China literally runs around in vans taking political dissidents and Buddhists and Falun Gong members, kills them, and cuts out their organs. And we let Apple build factories there. We let hundreds of companies, thousands of companies build factories in China. That's okay. Oh, but Trump's bad because he goes and talks to a dictator who, well, let's be honest, he killed some of his military council with anti-aircraft guns. He with sick dogs on him. Not a nice person. But was that him or was that his generals who have been there for years, who've been desensitized to all this? Who knows? He was obviously raised in the West. He's got a prep school education. We talked to Steve Pachinik earlier in the week. Went to a prep school in Switzerland. She had a very Western education. Big Bulls fan. Couldn't get Michael Jordan. Got the next best thing. Got the worm. So the worm is literally now a peacemonger, which I think is great. But also on the front page of InfoWars, news about Tommy Robinson, leader of the EDL who was arrested about a month ago. for live streaming outside of a courtroom on Facebook. They came and picked him up and said, you're out of here, buddy. And they put him into prison. Well, yesterday we learned that they moved him to a prison that has a heavy Muslim population. And apparently they were, they know who Tommy is, and they were banging on the doors and bars, telling them they're going to get him. But I want to go back in time to a couple months ago. This was put out about March, and this was Tommy's essentially final statement to the world, essentially, you could say. Although he's been interviewed since then, but this was him saying, look, they're about to take away my freedom of speech. Don't let them take yours away. Because in reality, that's what we're all fighting for. Once we lose that, everything else is going to go. You know, some of these countries, they don't have a Second Amendment, but they're still technically having freedom of speech. Well, Tommy's not. Ben Garrison put out an excellent cartoon with a Muslim holding a bloody knife and the PC police dragging Tommy Robinson off to jail. And that illustrates really what is going on. You can't talk about the crimes that are going on. You can't bring those up because you're a racist. Man, it's because he happens to be white. There's that cartoon now. Muslim pedophiles, rapists, and murderers. He's not saying all Muslims. He's just saying the pedophiles, rapists, and murderers. And the PC police. Taking him to jail. So here's Tommy's final statement. And actually, before we go to that, I want to let you know, Nick Begich is going to be on next hour from Earth Pulse. Maybe we'll get into the volcanic activity going around in Hawaii right now. Maybe we'll get into mind control. I don't know. We'll see where he wants to go. His brother was a senator. His dad was a congressman. All right, let's go to that Tommy Robinson video.
A few days ago, I responded to a tweet about grooming gangs. I tweeted that 90% of convictions in the UK are Muslim men. This is a fact. It's a fact even found by a Muslim organisation who done research into it. This is a tweet that got me banned from Twitter for 7 days. It's also true, even Majid Nawaz come out in my defence. We disagree on many things, but he come out saying how outrageous this was. Twitter started by removing my verification. Now they've limited my account. This is the build-up. They want to remove me, to silence me, to discredit me. They have tried to stop me in every possible way. From taking my finances, to imprison me, to slander me, to linking me to Darren Osborne and extremism. Now they want to take away the final thing I have, my voice. I don't doubt one day they will wipe me off social media completely, forever. They will take away my right to defend myself when I'm slandered in the press. The media will be able to tell you whatever they want about me, and I'll have no way of responding. If they can do it to me, they can do it to you. When I decided to sue the police because of the harassment of my children and many other things, my lawyer warned me things were going to get very dirty. Now that I'm suing them on multiple fronts, it's getting dirtier and dirtier. One day you won't be able to reach me on social media at all or watch my videos on YouTube. One of the reasons I left Rebel Media is because I want to be out on the street. I want to be out there exposing the truth about what's going on in our country and also across Europe. I have major plans to start something big. A whole new platform to get the truth out to you. To the British public. People who deserve to know what's going on in our country. But they're going to try and stop this at every level. They already are. One day, I will only have this. And my website. So please visit TommyRobinson.online and sign up for updates. I don't want to bash you with spam. I just want to make sure when it happens, trust me, it's going to happen. That's exactly what this big build-up's for. I want to be able to keep on getting the truth out, telling the stories no one else will. In 2016, the tide was on our side. We had all the power to challenge the mainstream media, to expose their lies and finally get the truth out to the people, the real truth. But they realise that, and now they're taking back the power. The entire establishment is there fighting back. They're working with social media to silence us. They can kick me off Twitter. They can delete my Facebook. They can remove my YouTube. But I won't let them stop me telling the truth. So please, if I can ask one thing from you, just share this video. Sign up. Pledge us your support. Just follow the links at TommyRobinson.online, and I'll make sure that whatever they throw at me, the truth will always be told in this country.
Well, you know, it depends on what truth, Tommy. And that's the problem with what's going on in Britain. They want to flood their country with migrants. They have a mayor in London who says, this is normal, knife attacks, grooming gangs, it's all fine. And if you talk about it, you get put in prison with the people you're speaking out against, the criminals, not the regular Muslim citizens who, I think by and large, want to live peaceful lives. I think they have a larger number of extremists in their population than Christians or Buddhists or even atheists. After murder rate passes NYC, London Mayor Sadiq Khan calls for sharper knife control. Oh, you gotta love that pun. Sharper knife control. And then when he takes away, in fact, there was a plan of taking the points off knives, so knives aren't pointed anymore. First they came for the knife points and I said nothing. So, of course, this is on top of Drudge right now, because we started reporting it. Others have picked it up. Let's show them the top of Drudge. Londonistan. Tommy Robinson fears for his life in heavily Muslim populated prison. Imam orders hit. So the guy's in prison with guards who are probably politically correct. They've been trained. They've been conditioned that you're bad if you speak out. You're bad if you question the system. You're bad if you stream on Facebook. Here it is on Gateway Pundit. Tommy Robinson receiving death threats in UK prison. Imam orders hit on Tommy Robinson video. That's a Gateway Pundit. So that's at the top of Drudge Report. And Alex Jones yesterday did a 17-minute interview with Tommy's, video manager. He's like his main video producer. We're not going to play the whole thing, but do we have that clip ready? It's 5 minutes. Okay, let's play like a first minute now, and then we'll come back in the next break and play the rest of it. Let's go ahead and start that.
To this, Kalen, I know that the bills have been mounting. I know the legal defense has been insane. The family is basically cut off. How do people support Tommy? There's a lot of websites, a lot of groups out there claiming that they're actually getting donations, but I've talked to folks that they're not really doing that. How do people donate directly to Tommy, this champion and his family, and to your film crew that's continuing on, that's so critical for his voice? They're trying to cut off right now, banning his video, saying, I won't be here much longer.
Yep, so all funds going to the Legal Defense Fund right now, which we've just appointed a new legal team, which are going in guns blazing, going doing everything they can, pulling all the strings they can to speed the process up, especially what's happened in the last 48 hours. The costs are, as you can imagine, astronomical, but if you go to tommyrobinson.online/support or just tommyrobinson.online, then you can contribute and help to that in any way.
And again, that's tommyrobinson.online.
That's it.
Okay. Kalen, again, we give Tommy a lot of praise, his family a lot of praise, but you've been there in the trenches. And I just want to recognize there's an Islamic globalist invasion of Europe. They admit it. They're banning police, even reporting the rapes in Europe. Everybody knows what's happening. And you guys are the tip of the spear. Our hopes and our prayers are with you.
All right. That's what happens when you speak out. You get put in prison in the UK. Will it come here? It will if you stay asleep. So wake up.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, Just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, we've started the second hour of our 34-hour broadcast. Only 33 more hours to go. We were last segment talking about Tommy Robinson and what's happened to him. Here's an interview Alex Jones did. This is a portion of it. Alex Jones did with Caleb, what's his last name? I didn't get his last name. Richardson? Richards. Yeah, Caleb Richards. On Tommy's current conditions and how they moved him from a low security area to a high Muslim, high crime population in a different prison. Here's that clip.
On the phone, shook me to my core. So please relay to the viewing and listening audience what happened.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I don't have too long. I just have to pass on this information. So I spoke to Tommy within the hour. He was relaying this information. So we've just found out that he's actually been moved from the prison he was at to the new one where he's just been put within the last 48 hours. Where he was before was relatively safe. It had a very low Muslim population. He was in a specific ward that was safe. He was actually okay. We've just brought in a new legal team who's taking over the case, who's doing a really good job, and he's just been moved to a really actually unsafe place. As soon as he arrived at the entrance, someone told him or muttered to him that it was full of people here who didn't like him, which was really, really worrying. He was put onto the main wing, which is the central main sort of part core of the prison, which is not a safe department. It's not a place in solitary. It's not a hospital wing. It's the main open bit, open season part of the prison. And that's where he's been put. We found the statistics of the prison. It's around 71% Muslim. Really, really, really disastrous. The last one was like close to 2%. And as soon as he arrived, he looked around and he could see people shouting, being really, really quite terrifying. He went to his cell and he said that all night people were shouting, banging on the cell doors, screaming death threats. He was really actually quite terrified about it. And he's just been relaying this information over in the last hour. So I don't have too much more to push from there. But we also had that there's been a hit from an imam on him directly, which has been in the last 24 hours. I can't confirm if the imam is in that specific prison or if it's in one nearby. But that's something that happened to him last time he was in prison. So he's been basically put from what is a really moderate situation to a really, really, really highly hostile situation. He's a much higher target now than he was when he was previously in prison because of publicity and because of, the rise of Islam. And it's basically gone into an extremely dangerous situation. He's really, really worried. Everyone's really worried.
Okay.
He wanted me to.
I think you get the idea. That's what happens when you stream on Facebook in front of a court. You get moved from a low security prison, you get a 13-month sentence, and you get moved from a low security prison to, Caleb called it the open season section of the prison. And I don't know if you've ever spent time perusing YouTube for prison riot footage. I've run into a couple of clips. The attacks happen quick. People run up, stab you with a shank, and run away. It's truly disgusting what we've become as a country and what the West has become. That we would allow a man to be kept in these conditions. So what's happening? Gert Wilders is now going to have a draw Muhammad contest in front of Parliament to bring attention to what's going on. Because he led a protest on the 9th. And now, of course, nothing happened. So now he's going to have a draw Muhammad contest. Do you guys have that article? I don't have the headline in front of me. It's Gert Wilders, Dutch anti-Islam politician will hold Prophet Muhammad cartoon competition. He wants counterterrorism agency gives go ahead to contest organized by party which wants to ban Islam. Yeah. Well, I think he's maybe interested in banning pedophilia, child rape, grooming gangs, beheadings. Is that part of Islam? Some people think it is. All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Nick Begich on the other side. You're watching The Real News. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's The Real News. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in for David Knight. We are into the second hour of our 34-hour broadcast, looking at the fall of the deep state and the release of the highly anticipated, longly awaited IG report written by Michael Horowitz. Well, let's not forget, was appointed by Obama. So when people come out and say this is politics, this guy was appointed by Obama. So hopefully he's just looking at the facts. Hopefully we're going to see an honest report. That's all I'd like to see at this point. Some honesty out of Washington, D.C. Now, my next guest is no stranger to the dishonesty that comes out of Washington, D.C., even though he spends most of his time in Alaska. His brother was a senator. His dad was a congressman who disappeared into the mountains of Alaska. And it's Dr. Nick Begich. And we're going to get into energy and minerals and the vast resources we have available to us right now, which are being stymied in some way by the liberals in the world who want to cordon off things and not let us have access to this stuff. As of now, we are one of the biggest oil producers in the world, if not the biggest, and it could get better. And that's not to say there aren't alternative technologies. There's some stuff on the horizon that I keep hearing about, but we're going to get into all of it with Dr. Nick Begich. Dr. Nick, thanks for getting up so early. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's always a pleasure. You know, we're a little bit earlier than you are up here in my part of the world. But, you know, the whole energy issue, you know, when you think about modern cultures, what makes us strong? It's energy access and technology. You know, when you look at the whole of it. When you think of hydrocarbons, you know, this is where the environmental community gets pretty uptight, especially if the word coal comes up. And, you know, we've heard recently Donald Trump talking about new coal initiatives in the United States. And I want to talk a little bit about that. You know, Alaska has half of the coal in the U.S., over half in known reserves. Most of that is on the surface because we haven't really done much assessment of what's under the earth here in this region. But there's a technology. It was originally developed during World War II in Germany called the Fischer-Tropsch method of petroleum extraction or hydrocarbon extraction in liquid form out of chunk coal. Well, that technology has been advanced pretty substantially over the last, you know, almost 100 years, 80 years anyway. ExxonMobil and others developed a series of patents that were later licensed to a company called Accelergy. And actually in China right now, they've retrofitted, I believe, 18 facilities. And what they're able to extract from a dry ton of chunk coal, they can extract up to 5.5 barrels of liquid petroleum products. This is a pretty substantial. You know, that means that economically, this is an economic thing at about $50 a barrel oil, and we're sitting in Alaska, high 60s, low 70s, bouncing around in that price range. But what you get as a liquid product is a product that'll biodegrade. In other words, if it's spilled in the environment after it's been extracted, it'll biodegrade. And this is a really, really important element. The other thing is, you can create various grades of fuel. You can set the CO2 so that you can neutralize the CO2 output. And the amount that one facility can produce is pretty phenomenal. And that technology has been around for a while. I was working on a project here in Alaska at one point to try and bring that technology here. Unfortunately, the Chinese have a shorter development schedule than we do. And they pulled the interest of that company over that way.
Well, let me stop you. Let's go back to this. How I'm pretty ignorant in when it comes to oil science. How is the biodegradable coal extracted oil different from, say, liquid crude that you pull up out of the ground?
Well, first of all, a liquid crude that's moved into a refined product will not biodegrade. It stays in the environment pretty resistantly. This other technology will biodegrade. The other thing it will do is when you think about coal, people think about the powdered, pulverized material that then you have tailings and dust and heavy metals and all these things that people are concerned about. In this technology, they actually take the chunk coal, so they don't reduce it into that powdered form. This is burned at very high temperatures and gasified, basically, and all of the elements are separated. So you get the sulfur, the mercury, all the hydrocarbons, and then the elements are reconstructed into the molecular chains that form the various kinds of fuel, gasoline, diesel, JP-8 for jet fuel, and even what's called a JP-10, which is a high BTU, high density fuel, 20% more BTUs per liter or per gallon, which means lighter fuel payloads and more freight or more bombs, depending on what you're operating. But basically a very innovative type of fuel. When you think about fuel transport, Alaska sits at the hub of the world for international traffic. FedEx has their hub here in Anchorage, and UPS has their international hub in Fairbanks, Alaska, because where we sit on top of the globe, you get this ability to hit all of Europe, all of Asia, the United States on pretty much an equilateral basis. So you think about hubbing out of an area, Alaska becomes relevant for this. So when you think of fuel, more efficiency, heavier payloads, this translates into really huge economic benefits. The other thing is the sink on this, you know, for carbon, because everyone's concerned about that, is actually a hybridized blue-green algae that's grown in conjunction with these facilities, essentially sink that CO2 and balance it out. And when they do, this blue-green algae is then processed, oil is extracted from it, it's put into the feed to get more extraction out of the coal, and the waste product is a organic fertilizer from the blue-green algae, and then the, what are they called, bottoms, you know, at the bottom of this process is kind of a tar-like substance, but it's free of heavy metals, it's actually used in making an asphalt-like material, which is used for road paving. So there's virtually no tailings in this thing, no waste product, but they do take up a big footprint. They're a square mile for each of these facilities, including the CO2 sequestering. But they'll produce, one facility will produce 20% of what the oil pipeline in Alaska produces, which is approximately a few hundred thousand barrels is possible with one of these per day facilities. And this is a way... for millennia, let me say that again, not hundreds of years, thousands of years, to provide a hydrocarbon base
a fuel that sort of presents a new footprint, a new platform.
Exactly. Until we invent something else that is even more efficient and less wasteful. But it sounds like you've covered a lot of bases there with, one, the extraction. If you spill this, it's still going to be safe. You've sequestered the carbon, which will help all the climate deniers, or I guess the climate apologists out there. Right. And then you have asphalt at the end, so you could pave the potholes, which there are some in Alaska.
Right. Here's the thing about all of it is, a lot of even when you get into the climate change thing, which the next time I'm subbing, we'll get into that because it's a longer subject. But when you look at the possibilities of our technology, allowing us to use hydrocarbons, because, fact of the matter is that this is going to be here for a long time. There's 2 to 4 billion with a B, billion people coming into the middle class around the world that are going to have energy needs. And hydrocarbons are going to fit into that. And how we do that is relevant. Certainly relevant.
Let me stop you right there. We're about to go to break and we'll pick that up on the other side. I'm with Dr. Nick Bagich and we're going to get into, I just learned probably 5 things I didn't know about this. I knew we could take coal and get gasoline out of it. I knew the Germans were working on that. I didn't know how far the technology had come and all the benefits we could get from it. Who knew? And it's sitting right there on the surface of Alaska. We'll be right back after this. You're watching The Real News. I'm Rob Dew. You can find us at Infowars.com/show.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world.
And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in for David Knight. We are well into our second hour of the 34-hour broadcast, and don't forget, you can support us. We're listener-supported. There's no money from George Soros or the Ford Foundation or the Carnegie Endowment for Peace coming into this organization here. It is funded by you out there, and it's people who go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out some of the great deals. Like last chance for free shipping, people, right now. Free shipping and 50% off some of our most popular items like Brain Force Plus, Super Male Vitality, The Real Red Pill Plus, Survival Shield X2, which I think I might get into iodine with Dr. Begich because that is a byproduct of the oil industry. When they go down and drill, they get a lot of things that they don't really want to work with. Iodine's one of these, and we're able to get this source deep inside the earth. The iodine, pure iodine crystal, is 99.9% pure. And we manufacture it with glycerin to make a tincture that we call Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. And we're having trouble keeping up with the demand because once people found out about this, we were the first to put out a product like this. People see it and try it and see what it does for them. And they go, man, I need more. I need to tell my friends about this. And then the demand increases and then oil companies go, wait, we got something here. We were just throwing this stuff away. Kind of like what phosphate fertilizer manufacturing plants were doing. They had all this fluoride. They were just, oh, we got to pay to dump this now. It's a hazardous waste. Hey, I got an idea. Let's put it in people's water and tell them it's for their teeth. Because they'll believe anything if you have an actor say it on TV. So they start putting it in our water, telling us for our teeth, putting in the toothpaste in a different form. But it's not even fluoride is what they put in our water. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid. And that's another conversation for another time. Let's get back to our guest, Dr. Nick Begich. Dr. Nick, we were getting into more of the benefits of this coal extracted petroleum. Is that the correct term to use? Coal extracted petroleum or petroleum extracted coal?
Coal to liquids is generally the way the technology is referenced. And going back to what Germany was doing, you know, they could only get about three barrels of liquid product out of a ton of coal. Today we get about 5.5. You need to add a hydrogen feed, a source of hydrogen, which natural gas is kind of the optimum, which, again, in Alaska we have a huge, huge supply, the biggest supply of natural gas left in the United States. Most of these resources, when, as we were beginning the segment, even the last segment, we're talking about, you know, where is a U.S. in oil production right now? And the U.S. is as high, almost as high as it's ever been. I mean, we're actually exporting oil products now from the U.S. and the bottlenecks created in the infrastructure within the lower 48, which I was reporting on last Friday, this is creating a huge problem. Right now, the ports can't handle the volume of gas and oil that's being produced. Now, in Alaska, we have the opposite situation. We have a huge supply in the ground, and we have a pipeline that is only being used in a terminal that's being used at 25% capacity. So again, we're kind of lopsided. We have the ability to produce more in Alaska. We have the resource to produce more in Alaska, but it's not going through the pipeline. And, you know, people say, well, what's the deal? You know, well, To get accelerated permits, you create the crisis. So the crisis is now in the States. The lower 48 got nowhere to put the oil, got nowhere to ship it, and you've got it coming out of the ground. You got to solve it. So you have now a problem that will be resolved to get that supply to market. But at the same time, Alaska is underutilized, and that's money sort of destined to head out of the country. Now, this is a balance of trade issue. Don't get too excited about natural resource exports, because without the value added, the amount of labor it takes to extract and ship raw commodities is pretty small compared to the value of those commodities. So when you look at commodities going out and finished goods coming in, the amount of jobs that are created are not equal. They're very unequal. So we want to see value added to those resources and the resources in Alaska. And that becomes more of an important element. Refining capacity, as you were referring, you know, a lot of medicines come from petrochemical industry, a lot of other products, plastics, and so on. But those value-added industries tend to be overseas, out of the U.S., when they ought to be in the U.S., closest to the points of production, in this case, Alaska, which we just happen to be a little underpopulated here, could use a little bit of population and industrial growth, because we are, in fact, almost 20% of the United States as a landmass.
Well, and if people follow Tucker Carlson's advice, which he just put out, and it's advice I'm following myself, is have more kids if you want to see the world you want to see, because you have those kids and you teach them the ways that you think they should be taught. And what I also think is kind of refreshing is that the liberals are not having kids at this point. They've kind of sworn off children, thinking it's bad. They're getting dogs, which is increased small businesses of people boarding dogs and walking dogs and feeding dogs while they're at work. And these are their new children now. You can go to any apartment complex in Austin. There's more dogs than kids. And they're even doing reports in parts of East Austin where people are moving. The younger generation's moving over there. And they're like, there's no kids anymore. We've turned all the playgrounds into dog parks. So there is an issue there where we need to educate people. Hey, have more children here. Give them our values instead of importing people from third world countries and letting them take their value systems take over.
Well, you know, and I think that's a point well made. You know, a lot of the problems when we look around the world have to do with the imposition of culture on others. And we do it. The U.S. does it. Everybody tends to do it when they stretch beyond their borders. And I think that's a fundamental mistake. I think that's the mistake that we've made in what we call development around the world. We impose upon people for the last at least 500 years in this hemisphere ideas and values and systems of economics and government that may not be applicable to a region. Sometimes I think it's better to sort of stay out of people's business and let them develop in a manner more in line with their own value systems. And I think that's true for our country as well. We're not a global government's planning at this point. I don't think we're still a few centuries maybe away from that. And when you think of global governments as it's manifest on the planet, who elected anyone in the UN, you know, or the European Parliament for that matter? You know, these are unelected bodies regulating huge amounts of human behavior. And from my perspective, without any consent of the people, either as a republic or as a democracy directly. These are unelected people setting too many rules for the rest of the planet, and we're the victims of it, actually, on many levels. And resource development fits into that, because this is the big piece of the pie when you look at national wealth across the planet. It's in the resource base. It's not in the currency that facilitates the trade between resources, between labor and entrepreneurship and natural resources and factories. Money is only a medium between those things. Real wealth is the wealth of nations, is in their resources.
It is. It's in the ground, and we have a lot of it in our largest state, and we're not using it like we should. So when we get back, I want to talk to Dr. Nick about how we get these amazing resources we have to market, to refine them, produce them, and get them out there and make some money and make some, create some more jobs here in the United States, because that's what we need in the end. We'll be right back. You're watching The Real News.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
We are back with the Real News. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in for David Knight. He'll be back next week. I'm going to be taking over these last 2 days because it's part of our 34-hour broadcast titled The Fall of the Deep State and the Release of the IG Report. We have this breaking news from Bloomberg. Former FBI Director James Comey deviated from FBI and Justice Department procedures in handling the probe into Hillary Clinton, damaging the law enforcement agency's image of impartiality. But they say he wasn't motivated by political bias. Yeah, right. That's why Bill Clinton had to have a secret tarmac meeting with Loretta Lynch, because it had nothing to do with politics. So there's more. I actually saw Judge Napolitano talking about it in the break room, trying to get some of that InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. And there was none there. Everybody's taking it. Nobody made more. Anyway, I got some coming in. I see you're drinking your coffee, Dr. Nick. Yeah. And, hey, let's get into, I'm going to get more into this IG report in the next hour. And Dr. Nick, if you want to get into it, let me know, but I think I like the trend where we're going, talking about how we can get more jobs in America, produce more energy. You know, right now we get a lot of oil from fracking, which a lot of people say is damaging to the environment. And I think there is some case for that, especially when you look at a map overhead of some areas that you see all these, you know, fracking things. Can these be used for anything in the future once they're fracked out, essentially? But now you're talking about these new industries with coal liquids that we could be producing up in Alaska.
Right.
Lots of jobs, lots of money. But then how do you get that stuff to market? Because you can't fly that stuff around. You got to get it by ship or by pipeline.
Right.
And how do we get that to market when it's up in the wilds of Alaska?
Right now we primarily ship our crude oil and whatever refined products that we've managed to get out of Alaska, which is pretty minimal. And it's done by ship, and the infrastructure is pretty limited. I mean, we don't have a gas pipeline, for instance, to take gas from the North Slope of Alaska down to Tidewater. There's discussions right now, actually, with the Chinese. It was initiated in that last trip by Trump to China. Our current governor and a delegation from Alaska went over. China's our biggest trading partner in Alaska in terms of receiving our exports. We're a net exporter, Alaska as a state. But again, it's raw commodities. What we really need are rail links that bring Alaska's rail system connected to the Canadian, which then brings our raw materials more directly into the Midwest, where the industrial plants for refining and processing metals, as an example, can be revitalized, and there's a labor force that can accommodate that, and a technology that can. When you think about the big things coming, I mean, the most important aspect of minerals development in the 21st century are rare earths. These are elements that were discarded. They were like curiosities back 100 years ago. Now they're vital to solar technologies, to most computer and high-tech areas, require them in 90%.
And our imperial probe droids, not to interrupt, but all these cell phones that we carry around with us that mark our location and tell the government where we're at and what we're saying and tell Facebook when we need to be censored. All come from rare earth elements.
Right, and 90% are produced in China, and they do not allow exports. They want to do the value added because they know you've got a monopoly on the mineral, then you've got a monopoly on the technology if you want to hold it, and they do because they're centralized planning. On Tidewater in Alaska, a company named Ucor is developing, supposedly to be in production by 2020, one of the very first rare earth facilities developed in the U.S. And more importantly, the technologies that they've developed for processing those rare earths is state of the art, with like a 99% recovery, which eliminates waste streams that are environmentally harmful. So you get two things. You get the rare earths developed domestically, which is great for our balance of trade and technology adds. And then when you look at some of the other minerals that were just curiosities, again, graphite, you know, used in pencil lead, the big use for graphite, until the invention of some of the high-tech batteries that require graphene and graphite forms that feed, again, a high-tech industry. Tesla, they need 50,000 tons, I believe, a year to meet what they're projecting. Now, right now, that's all imported. Alaska, through Graphite One in the northern part of the state, actually has a deposit sufficient to meet all of Tesla's demand. And then some to meet domestic demand, basically, no matter how big it gets, because it's a huge, huge surface deposit mapped over 4 miles long with about a 9% graphite content and the graphene measured and tested to be top notch for batteries. And those are, just some examples. Zinc is another one. There's a huge zinc mine, Constantine, being planned for southeast Alaska. It's in the same mineral belt as Hecla Mining's silver mine, Greens Creek, which produces, is the 10th largest silver producer on the planet. And people, most Americans don't even know this even exists. But these are just a few things that are happening in Alaska, and there's many, many more either in development or in advanced stages of actual production going into second and third phases of their long-term plan. So we see some good things.
Yeah, and like the benefit of graphite, you're producing it here. You're not importing it. It's going to make the cost of the batteries go lower, which is going to let them spend more money on research and development, which will lead to more efficient batteries, lower prices to the customers. So then everybody gets their electric cars that they've been griping about. We could also get these batteries that to hopefully increase solar power storage, which will, you know, allow people on a smaller scale to have more efficient power needs, have their power needs met. But I want to go back to the railroad system you're talking about. I remember when I interviewed you, I think it was early 2011, flew up to Alaska, and you were talking about how we had this great railroad system, but then it stopped at the end of Alaska and doesn't allow Alaska a connection into the main lower 48. They have to go, you know, go through Canada. Talk about that and why that happened, because that's pretty interesting. Okay.
Well, you know, when they first set up the first transportation corridors up here, it was all ship and plane. And then during World War II, they actually punched the road in, you know, the Elkhan Highway that became famous for how difficult it was. But it was built in like 90 days, you know. And the rail system now, what's happened in Canada is they've developed their developmental footprint and moved further and further north. The rail goes with them because it's primary way to move commodities efficiently. In a sound way through environments. Roads are not the most efficient way to move raw commodities. So the Canadians continue to move it forward into British Columbia, into the Northwest Territory, headed all the way to their North Slope, where they have oil and gas, minerals, some of the biggest diamond deposits on the planet right now, knocking the value of diamonds down into dirt from where they were, is Canadian developments. And so the rail system was planned for Alaska. If you go back and look at the early planning around the 1900s of what was planned for Alaska, was a network of railroads, even planning into the late 60s when my dad was in the state center here before he went to Congress. A network of rails were planned. The federal government sold and transferred the rail system here over to the state of Alaska, which now manages it, but it doesn't connect anything. It goes from the Port of Anchorage and the Port of Seward into inland Alaska up to Fairbanks. But where it needs to go from there is across the flank, the bottom flank, south flank of the Brooks Range, which would tie in the largest mineral belt left in the United States. And then moving the other direction towards Canada, linking to their rail system, which would allow us to move our commodities out of Alaska and then eventually expand that through the state. Into the Midwest, and into the areas in the Great Lakes, where minerals processing takes place, both on the Canadian side and the U.S. side.
Exactly, which would mean more jobs. So why aren't we doing this? Why are we sequestering what's going on in Alaska? We're going to get the answers to that and more in our final segment with Dr. Nick Begich. EarthPulse.com is the website. And we might get into some other things. Who knows? Anything could happen here in the real news. Thanks for watching. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcuminin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcuminin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including
promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Anytime I hear this song, my ears begin to hurt. And I'll just leave it at that. Now, the IG report's coming out today, and that is why we're here. Did y'all just make me laugh? Something just popped in my ear. Just got louder. It's coming out this afternoon, and then I think next Tuesday, Michael Horowitz is supposed to testify. Of course, it'll probably be closed door. We won't hear anything about it. Adam Schiff will leak the parts. Oh, I guess it's a Senate hearing. So the Adam Schiff of the Senate is going to leak out parts that are damaging to Trump. We know how that goes. But they're saying James Comey deviated from the FBI and Justice Department procedures in handling the probe into Hillary Clinton. And their deviation basically is, well, he came out and said, we're not going to do anything about it. We're not going to press any charges against her. But here's all the things she did wrong. And that is the big no-no. You don't say that. It's like showing your hand. Anyway, final segment with our guest, Dr. Nick Begich. And we've just been talking about all the great resources that are in Alaska, the coal that's sitting on top that we could turn in 1 ton into 5.5 barrels of oil that's biodegradable. And then there's all these other ancillary industries that can come just from that. And I guess my big question is, why are we sequestering this? Why is this not being allowed to be, you know, exploited for the benefit of mankind? Why is this happening? Why is this not happening right now?
Well, you know, that's the best story of all, right? I mean, how come? And it started very differently. You know, when we discovered minerals in Alaska, you know, that was sort of the beginning of things. You know, it was gold and a copper rush back in the 1898 when it really started here. What happened is the mineral industry continued to develop, and it was developing up until they shut down the Kennecott. Just before World War II, they shut down the largest copper mine in Alaska, pulled up the track. Literally, so nobody else would develop copper in that mineral belt, and moved it all to Chile, where it was cheaper to produce, and the Guggenheim family at the time controlled most of the copper trade for World War I and World War II, and so they moved it essentially where their economic advantage. And they looked at Alaska as kind of the safety deposit box. What happened in World War II is we still had a vibrant, small-scale gold mining industry here, but it was non-priority during the war, so they shut all of it down. So mining stopped with World War II in Alaska because we weren't doing industrial minerals except for one coal mine that we kept operating here. And so when they shut it all down with World War II, then you had inflation that really went crazy with labor and materials and commodities. And gold, as you recall, was fixed at $35 an ounce. And so it did not inflate like everything else. So the U.S., which basically shut down mining in Alaska in World War II, Canadians did the opposite. During this period of time, they subsidized and encouraged their minerals industry. And the biggest junior mining industry in the world comes out of British Columbia and Australia because these governments kept these industries alive where innovation it seemed to take place. We shut all ours down, and it didn't start revising until the early 1980s, late 1970s, when gold was freed up and the price went up and started creating some new economics, at least in that mineral area. So things started getting looked at, and then we had the oil discoveries on the North Slope. They could not get a clean title for the pipeline corridor until they settled the indigenous issues, which is my dad's legislation, which is a long story for another segment another day. But in that, there was a section called Section D2, which is a Section 8 land claims that allowed for the establishment of parks and preserves. My dad then disappeared off the face of the earth, which is another story we've covered here before. But what ended up happening is they locked up 104 million acres. It's supposed to be the final taking of Alaska. Now, these are parks and preserves that very, very few people can ever get to. I have an in-holding in one of these parks, biggest one in the United States, and no one, even the indigenous, has not been to the area, this area in 50 years, you know, for goodness sakes.
So didn't you say it takes you like 3 weeks just to get to it?
Well, to walk in, you can drive a certain distance, and you can walk. Actually, it's 2 days to walk in, or you go in by helicopter. And if you go in by helicopter, that's a very expensive thing. You know, I can tell you that these parks are the playground for the ultra rich. They just built a resort up on Mount McKinley. It's $25,000 a day to stay there. You're not going there. It's the only in-holding on Mount McKinley, or what is now Mount Denali, where you can rent a room, if you will, you know, but you're not renting a room and I'm not renting a room there. But the point of the matter is, these parks and preserves do have national interest value for sure. But at the same time, what was under the land, within these parks and preserves are some of the biggest, richest mineral deposits in the nation. And they were open for mineral, location by any American citizen 18 years of age could go out and make the discovery, claim the resource and develop it. Within, you know, within the constraints of law. Today, it's reserved. Now, what does that mean? That means in a national emergency, when these minerals are important, you'll see the developments open up, but they'll only be offered to multinationals, the large corporations, and then they'll lay all the environmental laws aside because it'll be about getting, these minerals. And we have, of the 35 strategic minerals, we have 33 in mineable quantities in place in Alaska.
So what you're saying is they're keeping the safety deposit box theory. They're keeping it all held up. And then when an emergency happens, they'll go, well, we don't have time to worry about the environment. We're just going to launch all these heavy metals and contaminants into the environment because we got to set this, we got to get this stuff ready. We got to build a rocket to an asteroid to get off the earth because volcanoes are killing us.
And they remove it from the possibility of you, Rob, or me, or anyone listening, of going out, making that discovery, and then being able to develop the economic benefit from it. And they reserve it for only the big guys who are the ones who are going to be able to address those emergency situations. So from when you look back on D2, when they locked all this land up, the Rockefeller Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, all these guys were funding the environmental efforts. The environmentalists were saying, oh, great, what a wonderful thing, they've changed their stripes. No, they didn't. They used the environmental community to create the reserve that one day they would trash in favor of a development that would be sort of on the acceleration path. And that's not what we need. We need a planned way of extracting our resources in a sound way that addresses the stewardship of the planet at the same time that we develop our resources for the benefit of humankind. We can do that. We've done that in Alaska. We've seen it in British Columbia. We've seen it around the world. Applying our technology, applying a regulatory environment that's reasonable, which we do, and we have the toughest environmental laws in Alaska of all places. But we have a president now that looks beyond the P&L statement, the taxes and the budget, looking at the resource base, the balance sheet, the things that business people consider when they look at what does it take to build something. It's not about the cash flow. It's about the underlying resource. Is it a building? Is it a plant? Is it a natural resource? This is what the nation has to recognize. These are resources held in common that are being handed off to the robber barons of the 21st century when these resources need to be developed in America's interest, in Americans' interest, adding value in this country and exporting products again to the rest of the world. And that's possible. We have the resource base to do that.
Yeah, we have the know-how, we have the people that are willing to do the work, we have the technology, and there's no reason why we can't be doing this now. All it takes is just some simple planning. Who, aside from Trump, is also working on this? We have about a minute left. Who else is working on this same path, aside from yourself and, I guess, Donald Trump?
Well, you know, I mean, in Alaska, obviously, you know, it tends to be across the parties. You know, both Democrats and Republicans have a stronger position on development here than a lot of places. The opening of ANWR, something Donald Trump has started, is 13 billion barrels of estimated oil there that can be developed. 13 billion with a B. I think we're seeing more of that. I think, at least in Alaska, these issues are important issues. They need to become national issues because these are our resources we hold in common, and we need to make sure they're producing the kinds and quality of jobs. These aren't 7-Eleven jobs, ladies and gentlemen. These are highly valued, top quality jobs that reestablish the middle class.
Yeah. And it's time that we look into Alaska. I mean, we've barely scratched the surface into Alaska on this show, and also in reality. We've barely gone into the state.
That's so right. Take a look at a roadmap. Take a look at a roadmap someday.
Exactly. Take a look at a roadmap. See where we've gone. We've barely touched the surface. It's time to start using these to our advantage and doing it in a proper way that reflects stewardship. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.
Food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal, normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
This is my final hour, the start of my final hour, and the, I guess we're, what, 31 hours left? 31 hours left of our 34-hour live broadcast looking at the fall of the deep state and with the release of this IG report. And I want to pick up into that when we start the next segment. So I'm just going to basically go over what I'm going to talk about. We're going to get into the IG report. I want to play this video of Millie Weaver went and met with the Kent State girl. That was a girl who graduated from college, and she had her AR-15 holding her graduation cap, said, come and take it. She went shooting with this young lady, and they talked about the Second Amendment, challenging David Hogg to an arm wrestling match, among other things. Very interesting video. I watched it last night. I'm like, I gotta play this for everybody. And also, Cory Booker he's gonna be running for president, of course. And so he was out attacking Trump because that's the left's platform now. It's not jobs. It's not employment. It's not the economy. It's not energy. It's not peace. It's hate Trump, opposite of Trump. That's their platform. If you look at it, first thing says, whatever Trump does, we hate. Whatever Trump is for, we're standing in opposition of it. So they don't like black unemployment being at record low levels. They don't like the economy looking at, I think, 4.8% this year. Trump thinks he can get it to 6. It may even go higher because people are excited about what's going on in this country. People who want to see this country move forward. Now, there's plenty of people who hate to see what's going on in this country, and they want to chalk it up to racism and xenophobia, stuff like that. But we're going to get into that coming up in the next segment. I might even cover this article, came out a couple days ago, Inside Obama's Secret Meeting with 2020 Contenders. He's been meeting with Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Creepy Uncle Joe, Deval Patrick. And of course, we're going to put Cory Booker in that conversation as well. John Hickenlooper, governor of Colorado, was seen at Bilderberg. So they may be trying to run the governor of Colorado against Donald Trump. I don't think he's worried. I think he just needs to stay the course. He says he's done more in 500 days than any other president. I firmly believe that, even with all these distractions that have been going on with this fake Russia investigation. Mueller won't even meet the Russians that he's put indictments against. He won't even offer them discovery, the chance to have discovery. He's trying to put off their trial. They showed up and said, hey, let's go to trial. We're ready for discovery. We want to see what you have on us. And he's, wait a minute. That's in my other pair of pants. This man has nothing. And yet the left continues to nitpick at it like little vultures. They can't stop. So, hey, guys, let's play this. Let's go to that Levi Tillman video. Let's just play the end of it. This guy, he wants to be congressman so bad, he'll spray himself in the face with mace just to prove how bad guns are. Here it is.
It's in community, not Washington insiders and corporations.
I still can barely see anything. I just see light. I see white. I see the outline of the tree vaguely.
Oh my God, he's racist.
Oh my God.
Talk is cheap. Washington needs doers. It needs leaders to break through the partisan gridlock and build a better future.
Can we go back to when he actually sprays himself in the face? Because that's the funniest part. He closes his eyes really tight, like, I know this is going to hurt, and sprays himself. We'll play that when we come back, and we're going to get into a whole host of other videos, including Cory Booker and Donald Trump Jr.'s retort on Cory Booker's acting skills. We'll be right back. You're watching The Real News, Infowars.com/show.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
It's The Real News. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Pepper spray doesn't cost much, and it can be safely stored in a break glass in case of emergency cabinet. But it's powerful and won't accidentally kill a kid. Trust me, this will stop anyone in their tracks. It's incredibly painful, and now I just can't see anything.
I'm a liberal. I have virtue signaling.
Wow, that's intense. For less than $1 per person in the U.S., we can have a secured canister of pepper spray in every classroom in America.
It's just unbearable. It's like lava in your eyes.
This is how dumb liberals are.
I'll go to the mat for our kids and community, not Washington insiders and corporations.
I still can barely see anything. I just see white. God. I see white. I see the outline of the tree vaguely.
Non-lethal school defense is part of the solution.
Yeah, tell that to the mass shooters who like to go out there and pick schools because they're advertised as gun-free zones. Mass shooting centers. Wow, you know how we defeat that? You know how anybody would defeat that pepper spray thing? They would wear goggles. Tactical goggles, which you can buy anywhere. We haven't banned tactical goggles, Mr. Tillman. And so the guy that comes in is going to have goggles on. You're going to spray him in the face. He's going to laugh and shoot you. There goes your non-lethal defense. I mean, that's a worse idea than arming the teachers with 16-inch bats, which is being proposed in some Pennsylvania schools, or even buckets of river rocks. That is how the left wants you to defend yourself. They don't want you to have a gun. They're afraid of guns, which is why at the end of this hour, I'm going to play Millie Weaver's report, where she meets up with a young lady who just graduated college from Kent State, and is a big Second Amendment advocate. Even challenged David Hogg to an arm wrestling match. And she said, if you win, you can take our Second Amendment rights. So we have the DOJ, the IG report coming out from the DOJ, which is going to look at the DOJ and FBI. Trump's been asking for it. Everybody's talking about what's in it, although nobody's really seen it yet. It has not been officially released. So I want to go into a little timeline here. This is an article from USA Today that was dated December 26, 2017. So the IG report had already been a year going at this time. This is 2+ years he spent writing this. In early January, the news of the Justice Department's Inspector General, so that was January 2017. Now we're June 2018, so a year and a half, launched an investigation into the government's disputed handling of the Hillary Clinton email inquiry, which was quickly overtaken by the chaotic run-up to Donald Trump's inauguration. The chaotic run-up. Yeah. That was because, well, the Democrats were paying for horrible research that they used to get FISA warrants to wiretap Trump campaign officials. For months, Horowitz's investigation, which has amassed interviews from Attorney General Loretta Lynch, FBI Director James Comey, and other key officials, has been grinding on in near anonymity. That is until earlier this month when the Inspector General acknowledged that Mueller was alerted to a cache of text messages exchanged between two FBI officials on his staff that disparaged Trump. The communications involving senior counterintelligence agents Peter Stroke and Bureau lawyer Lisa Page were gathered in the course of Horowitz's internal review of the Clinton case, which Stroke also helped oversee. Horowitz's investigation is not examining Mueller's operation, but the disclosures have already provided a hammer to Trump loyalists who are escalating their criticisms on the legitimacy of the special counsel's inquiry. And that was written over a year and a half ago. And then what came out June 6th, just 6, 7, 8 days ago. Aconis lures, Stroke Page Tech suggests multiple spies targeted Trump officials. Now, if we go back into, Comey said they didn't start investigating things till 2017. Or no, it was December 2016. But in actuality, these are dated. Oh, we don't have the text in this article. Of course not. But they approved it in, yeah, Comey said 2016, July 2016, they started the investigation. But that actually went back to December 2015. There's so much going on here, so many lies floating around, it's hard to get to the truth. The Senate released 500 pages of documents on Monday that included more text messages between FBI agent Peter Stroke and lawyer Lisa Page. And they also unredacted some of these. So they were redacted, and then they pulled some things out. And then you could see in these new texts the term Aconis lures, which is a lingo for spies operating outside of the United States. Aconis and then lures. Of course, the left was saying they're not spies. And there's the text. You get all our Aconis lures approved? Before, that was redacted. So it'll be interesting to see how those texts play out, because that was originally put out by the IG saying, hey, we have these texts. Here they are, Mueller. Of course, the Democrats are going to spin it. On the 10th, Zero Hedge released an article how the Democrats will spin the IG report. They're going to downplay it. Trump's going to use it to go after Comey, of course, and McCabe, which McCabe is asking for, he's asking for a shield in order to testify. He wants to be let off the hook. So, but the Democrats have cast Comey over the side already because they know what's in this report is not going to be good. And then now we have from Bloomberg. Here it is. Comey broke from FBI procedures in Clinton probe watchdog finds. Deviated. That's the word they're using, deviated. Former FBI Director James Comey deviated from the FBI and Justice Department's procedures in the handling the probe into Hillary Clinton, damaging the law enforcement agency's image of impartiality, even though he wasn't motivated by political bias. Bull. He's totally motivated by political bias. This guy was in on it, and they thought all this would get covered up when Hillary Clinton got elected. So they flaunted the law. They used their absolute power absolutely. I can't wait to see how Brennan's involved in all this, or if they're even going to touch the CIA. Because they might not. This might be a way they let the deep state off the hook by just focusing on the FBI and Comey. Which is why you're seeing Brennan and Comey being so brazen. Comey's just trying for damage control at this point, thinking he can get a headline out there that'll change public opinion. Horowitz's report examined actions taken by top officials before the 2016 election, including the handling of the investigation into Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. The investigation expanded to touch on an array of politically sensitive decisions by officials, including Comey and former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. So it'll be interesting to see how damning this information is against Loretta Lynch. I'm surprised we're not seeing any more leaks. It must be really bad, because otherwise this stuff would be getting leaked left and right. I'm just looking at a Washington Post article now wondering. You got to wonder what these people are doing in D.C. right now. They are literally freaking out. And that's thanks to the good men and women out there that are sick and tired of the system being run by swamp creatures. All right, I'm going to get into Cory Booker when we come back. We'll keep touching on this report because it's coming. The IG report is coming. Will it spell the doom and end of the deep state?
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you, more than ever, to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm your host, Rob Dew. This is the first installment of our normal 10 hours of broadcast that we do every day here at Infowars.com/show. Also on local radio stations, local TV stations around your area. You could go, I believe, to Infowars.com/affiliates and learn how you could be an affiliate or get somebody in your area to carry the show, to carry it on TV or radio. We're formatted for radio, but we shoot it all like a TV show. I look at cameras. I show you documents. We play videos. We comment on them. So it'll be interesting to see what is in this IG report when we actually get to see it. It's going to probably be 500 pages. It's going to be big. I think our printers are going to be working overtime today, as if they aren't already. I have a spread of articles here that I've been getting into throughout the last 3 hours. And will it have any influence on the 2018 midterms and the 2020 presidential election? Well, one person who wants to have an effect on that 2020 presidential election is Barack Obama. He can't run again, but he's been meeting with people. I think they all went into his network, his online network. You know, nobody really talks about this. They talk about how Donald Trump was using Facebook and Cambridge Analytica was using Facebook. Obama's team was the first team to go in, and before Facebook closed up this loophole, which they probably did after they let Obama go in and grab all the information. But if you had a friend in Facebook, if you were a friend with Barack Obama or somehow linked to him, they could go in and get all the links to your contacts. And then it could go to the next contact, and they could build trees off of one person. They could get 200,000 different contacts of prospective voters. And so they close that loophole up and then go, oh, Cambridge Analytica was doing this. And then it turns out it was everybody. Of course we knew that. And Zuckerberg got up there and lied to Congress. But Obama's meeting with, he's been meeting with Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Deval Patrick, the former mayor of New Orleans, Mitch Landrieu, Jason Kander, a Missouri Senate candidate, Eric Garcetti, who's the mayor of Los Angeles, who did not make it into the runoff for governor. Also Kristen Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, Terry McAuliffe, as governor of Virginia, and Cory Booker, who we have some amazing video of. Cory Booker, I think he really wants to be an actor. He's really auditioning. He's been auditioning for that part of the butthurt senator for a long time. So let's just go to one of his latest reels. Here it is.
I'm telling you right now, if this country hasn't broken your heart, you don't love her enough. If you're not deeply disturbed by what's coming, you got to check your own love.
Yeah.
Some people call it patriotism. That's a fine word. But understand, patriotism is love of country. And you cannot love your country unless you love your fellow countrymen and women.
You notice love he didn't say citizens. Struggle.
And we know what a great leader, Frederick Douglass, says. If there is no struggle, there is no progress. And so let me tell you to all the faithful here. I'm a big believer. Before you tell me about your religion, first show it to me in how you treat other people.
Yeah, and, you know, that means letting people come into your country without passports, without knowing who they are, without any ID, giving them a lot of free stuff and letting them vote. If you don't do that, you're a bad citizen. Your fellow countrymen. Well, they played that clip for Donald Trump Jr. this morning on, I think it was Fox and Friends. And here's his reaction, which is what my reaction was. Here it is.
I think we're used to seeing Cory Booker and the histrionics and everything is drama. And yet, you know, 2 weeks ago, we put forth prison reform legislation that he's been fighting for, you know, since the beginning of his career. And all of a sudden he's against it. Because anything that Trump does, he'll be against it. So something that he's championed, that he's done, all of a sudden he's not for it. And he realizes, I think, that's a mistake. But that's the problem with the other side. You know, if Donald Trump walked across the Hudson River to New Jersey, they'd say Trump can't swim. If he came out for oxygen, they'd be against it. Okay, they'd hold their breath.
So you're just almost...
So, you know, it's just, honestly, it's just noise. He looks like he's auditioning to be a televangelist. And, you know, we get that. We've seen the overdrama. We've seen the facial expressions in the hearings. You know, I don't think it plays well with real people in this country. I mean, I get he thinks it probably does, but I think he's a terrible actor.
Well, I agree. I agree with Trump Jr. there. He is a terrible actor. But I have another clip that's even better. That's right. I tweeted this out back in January, actually. Alyssa Milano, who's a gun grabber, anti-gunner, washed up 80s actress. Now you can call her a 90s actress. Put out this clip. And, here it is, a Cory Booker in a hearing. And of course he's giving some Trump official their business. And then I want to go back to something Donald Trump Jr. said about Cory Booker. But let's play this and laugh along.
Both language festers. When ignorance and bigotry is allied with power, it is a dangerous force in our country. Your silence and your amnesia is complicity. Right now in our nation, we have a problem. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent on white supremacist hate groups. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent concerned about the people in fear in communities in this country. Sikh yeah. Americans, Muslim Americans, Black Americans. The fact pattern is clear of the threats in this country. I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about his experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that hurt and that pain, and to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues.
Loved his lines.
Saying I've already answered that line of questions when tens of millions of Americans are hurting right now because of what they're worried about what happened in the White House. That's unacceptable to me. There are threats in this country. People plotting. I receive enough death threats to know the reality. Kamala receives enough death threats to know the reality. Maisie receives enough death threats to know the reality.
Who's Kamala?
And I've got a president of the United States whose office I respect, who talks about the countries of origins of my fellow citizens in the most despicable of manner. You don't remember. You can't remember the words of your commander-in-chief.
He's not talking about your fellow citizens. He's talking about people who come here illegally, Cory Booker. And that's what you don't get. You know, that is fake acting to the core. And here's a guy who went to Stanford. His parents were IBM executives. All right, the epitome of white privilege. And he wants to talk about how everybody else is bad. Well, Let's look at your mayoral record, Cory Booker. When we come back, we're going to see what the crime rates were in Newark, where you were mayor from 2006 to 2013. I wonder what that's going to show. That'll be interesting. We'll be right back after the break. You're watching The Real News. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
That's right, and it's a fight that we take on every day here at InfoWars.com. Even on the weekends, we're working. I was here last Sunday. We went live for 2 extra hours on top of the 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday show, where we had a protest outside of a Bill Clinton book signing in Austin, Texas, on the UT campus. We had some signs out there. And then it turns out some people went inside and gave Bill a piece of their mind. Even made the local news. 5 interruptions. But I digress. Let's get back to another fake liberal. And that's Cory Booker. You hear Donald Trump Jr. saying he was against prison reform. Let's go back to when he was mayor of Newark, New Jersey. Because that's where you can really kind of gauge somebody and if their policies are going to work. And I tweeted that out. You can see where the Newark crime statistics. And he was mayor from 2006 to 2013. So if you go click on that link and scroll down to murders, we can see. Can you do that? Can you show them? There you go. There's murders. You go to 2006. Go on the actual graph and you can see the number. 37.4. Now let's go to when he left office, 2013. 40.3, an increase. Good job, Corey. Increase in murders. Let's go to robberies. I think we're going to see a big increase in that one. 2006, where are we at? 459 per 100,000. Now 2013, survey says 874, nearly double. Good job, Corey. And let's just go to the overall crime index. So we have Newark and the national average. Newark is the purple. 2006, where we had a 591 crime index. Now 2013, 615, an increase. Yay, tough on crime. And actually, you can look at those graphs, too. He cut the police force during that time. You can see the police force going down and staying that way while he was in office. And then go back up after he left the office because people were like, hey, this cutting police out doesn't stop crime. It's only increasing crime. Cory Booker, what are you going to do about that? Well, Cory Booker is going to put on an acting clinic. That's right. You can look out for his new movie coming out on Netflix, The Butthurt Senator. Now, I got a text from a friend of mine who lives in California. He was watching the coverage on Korea that we did in the first hour. And I said, he said he was stationed in Korea in the 80s. And I said, how was Korea in the 80s? I was curious. He said, very different. Bullets flew across the DM daily. Patrols all over. He said there was a lake that was dammed that's above Seoul that's wired. So if there's a war, they're going to blow that dam and flood the city. I don't know if that's still there. And they had MADMs, M-A-D-Ms, which I guess are some sort of missile system from shore to shore. They said they were preparing for the Olympics at the time. He was outside of Seoul and it was very impoverished in the outlying country. But he said it was interesting being in a country that was moving into the first world. They were going from sort of a war-torn country that hadn't had much development to deciding, hey, if we're going to get out of this mess, we need to develop ourselves. We need to get into industry. And now Samsung's one of the largest tech companies in the world. They produce some of the best TVs you can buy, some pretty good phones. And that's the same type of economy that could be in North Korea. And can you imagine the investment? You're having a place with hardly any infrastructure, roads, and companies going in there and building this stuff. And hopefully it's not an economic hitman type situation where they supplant the dictator and cause chaos. And let's just do it right this time, guys. Come on. We don't need the jackals. We don't need the economic hitmen. Let's just make North Korea as good as South Korea and then move on to the next issue, which I tweeted out earlier this week, because that's where it all goes. Are we leaving the world, our country, our state, our community better than when we got there? And Trump is changing things. He's changing things for the better. We need a secure border. We need less nation building. We need less nation helping. We need to give them a hand up instead of a hand out, as they like to say. So this will all be very interesting. I got about, 4 minutes left. Let's get into this article. These images are of Libya are going viral, and as they should. And there's a young man who took some photos of himself in 2000 in Libya, and then he went back in 2018 and took the same photos. Mines are crop guys, so if y'all could go to the actual tweet and show those. The account is at Libya_EN, and he tweeted these out on the 9th, and they have since gone viral. There's a link in that document that I gave you. It's one of the top ones. Interestingly enough, though, in the same account, he's tweeting pictures of a man named Balaj, who was put in prison for a while. They let him out in 2010. And he kind of ran the operations in Libya. And I wonder if they have the picture of him with... There were pictures of him with John McCain. This is the same Balaj John McCain has been photographed with, but here he is with the British ambassador to Turkey. Yeah, there he is with John McCain. All right, let's go to those photos showing the before and after. So click on those and we'll pop them up. So there you see the it looks like a hotel or an apartment building before and after. All right, let's go to the next one. Here's another one with a street. You can see there's no more palm trees. The buildings are all blown up, haven't been rebuilt. We've been out of Libya for a few years now. And you could just see the devastation and destruction of our nation building policies. We didn't help these people. Oh, the lamppost is gone. What a surprise. Nothing's been rebuilt. There's nothing going on in Libya except slave markets. Now, back in 2011, this is just to show you how InfoWars is kind of ahead of the curve. Okay, this went viral in 2018, and as it should. Back in 2011, we reposted an activist post article, Libya, before and after image shows what a NATO-UN humanitarian mission looks like. And there you see 2007 in Misrata, and here's the same photograph from the same angle in 2011. After we freed the people. You got dump truck barriers. It's all bombed out. That should really make you wonder. What is our mission in these countries? Because that doesn't look like help. And now we see pictures in 2018. It's the same thing. We haven't done a thing in Libya. Except let them rot. And, you know, to all you socialists out there, there was your socialist utopia. He was giving people houses, giving them free education, taking the resources and distributing them to the people, the profits. And so what do? Well, we couldn't let that happen. No. Couldn't let that happen. All right, we'll be back. You're watching The Real News. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know. We're deep in the midst of our 34 hours of the fall of the deep state.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, my husband's following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the The Real Red Pill, Myco ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The greetings. All right, so earlier in the show, it's our final segment here of The Real News. Thanks for joining me. We showed you Levi Tillman spraying himself in the face with pepper spray to show how empowered he is. Now we're going to go to a video by Millie Weaver called Gun Rights Are Women's Rights. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.
But the right wing makes a joke about a scrawny armed little communist that wants to take our rights away, and the world loses their mind.
I'm Millie Weaver.
I'm Caitlin Bennett.
And you're watching InfoWars.com.
Here at A&A Gun Range in Garrettsville, Ohio. We came out here to meet with Caitlin Bennett, the Kent State college student who has come out and spoken out about protecting the Second Amendment, the girl who famously walked around on Kent State campus with an AR. So she also challenged David Hogg to an arm wrestle. So we're just going to be interviewing her, and we're going to be doing some shooting out here.
I like your shirt, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Gun rights are women's rights.
They absolutely are.
So where should we put them? All right. I think we're good.
I have been a very prominent gun rights supporter on campus for about 2 years, and the students on campus are very liberal. They're very pro-gun control, and no one else was talking about the other side. So I co-hosted an open carry event where we had over 50 armed people on campus, and I was like, that wasn't enough. No one's getting the point about campus carry. They're not understanding gun rights in general. So I was like, I'm going to do a protest. Right when I graduate, I'm going to go on campus with an AR-10, and I'm going to show how ridiculous it is that I could not have my concealed carry weapon, my pistol on me during my senior year when I was 21 and able to have it. I believe that we should be able to have any of those on campus because I believe an armed society is a safe society and an armed campus is a safe campus. But I definitely should have been able to have my concealed carry weapon.
So you bring up a great point when you're talking about being able to carry on campus because we've seen a lot of these shootings happen on school campuses. The Parkland shooting has gotten all this hype, all this attention to where even Nicholas Cruz is receiving love letters and fan mail. I mean, isn't that pretty disgusting when we're talking about the news coverage and who's getting attention? The people who stop these shootings get way less attention than the person who actually goes and carries out the horrendous act.
So whatever happened with the whole David Hogg thing, I know you challenged him to an arm wrestling battle, I guess, over the Second Amendment. Did he actually take you up on that offer?
No, he hasn't responded. He hasn't really acknowledged. I know that he's seen it because all of his friends are complaining about it, but he's on his bus tour trying to implement gun control and get these teenagers, you know, registered to vote to, you know, elect an official to implement gun control. And I guess he's too busy being a communist to take up a girl on an arm wrestle challenge.
Look at that.
We're too politically correct. We can't joke. The liberals can joke. That's fine. They can call Trump a monkey. They can say he's orange and, you know, he's a woman beater and everything. But the right wing makes a joke about a scrawny armed little communist that wants to take our rights away. And the world loses their mind.
The left will troll, and they will try to claim that they're something they're not in order to try to put guilt trips or make you feel that you're wrong or get you to backstep in your stance.
With some of these tweets that I'm actually reading here that you're getting, hey, you're going to hell, LOL. Like, she's getting hate mail from these people.
I think it's really ironic that the same people who did the walk up to, like, try to end bullying are the ones sending me those messages. They're, like, comparing me to demons. They make fun of the look. They'll make fun of my ramen noodle hair, which...
Have you ever shot an AR-15 before?
Whatever.
So which is, like, the scariest gun for liberals?
They're both scary to them, but they really hate the AR-15.
Oh, the AR-15. Okay.
Which, it's actually a smaller caliber round than the AK. Right. In fact, this is the AR-15 round. This is the round that everybody, you know, from the gun that everybody's afraid of.
That's awesome, man.
This is the lever action 4570 that, it's a hunting rifle.
Right here.
Caliber round.
Hunting rifle. AR-15.
Wow. Which one could do more damage?
Definitely this one.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get hit by either, but that one looks a bit scarier.
Absolutely. Yeah. So every gun attack, or automatically the AR-15, and the media demonizes it.
In the past 96 mass shootings, AR-15 has only been used 6 times, and yet that's the rifle they keep attacking. They ban semi-automatics. We lose our concealed carry. We lose our to walk around and conceal and protect ourselves.
Somebody who doesn't really know how to use an AR-15 could actually do less damage than somebody who's really good with a handgun. I mean,
if you're really good with that lever or a pump action shotgun, I mean, you can do 10 times more damage than you can with the AR.
Kent State, I know, I'm sure other campuses do this as well. They put up flyers about it that 1 in 5 women will be sexually assaulted while attending this university. That's terrifying. So why are we advertising that these women might be sexually assaulted, but we're preventing them from protecting themselves.
Exactly.
A lot of campuses don't even allow knives, pocket knives, or even pepper spray. So they're just letting women be victims. They aren't doing anything to help. Those flyers are not doing anything to help them. And, you know, we should be able to protect ourselves on campus.
I'm sure that's going to offend some vegan activists. I want to shoot the AR-15.
Okay. Hold on, Ryan.
Did I get the chicken?
You're a little to the left.
I'm a little to the left. Oh, I got him. Chicken's down for the count. All right. Let's put it back on safety. Women have some physical disadvantages in brute strength to men. And so when a woman can hold a gun and defend herself against some big 6'2" guy that wants to harm her or rape her or kill her, she's really becoming empowered and
yes,
taking that power back. And with that small gun, she can fend off that guy.
A pistol in the hands of a woman is the greatest equalizer against any predators that might come at her. Having a firearm on you is the biggest deterrent to those types of assaults.
So if you're listening on radio, there's a lot of shooting going on, obviously, but they're hitting cans and hitting targets, and it's just a good little montage of Americana. And if that probably pisses off a lot of gun grabbers, that's good.
Yeah, look at
especially
that.
Women, empowered women.
Didn't hurt that bad.
Oh, look at that. Millie got an injury.
A little battle scar.
She's going to be on tonight from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. as part of our 34-hour broadcast coverage. All right, let's go back to the video.
Well, that's America's gun, too.
Women tend to win and dominate gun sports. And that is a way that women can take back. Like you said, it's the equalizer. It allows women to be empowered. That's the real thing that, you know, we don't hear feminists talking about this on the left. We don't hear that because they get their power from wanting to complain and guilt trip and act like they're the victim rather than taking power back into their own hands.
There's a feminism group on my campus, actually, that led a slut walk right before the semester ended. And I asked them, I said, so the slut walk is supposed to stop slut shaming and stop, you know, the rape culture on campus. And I said, do you advocate for women to be armed? Guess what? No, they don't. It doesn't matter to them. They just want to, they said, instead of using firearms to protect ourselves, we should be talking and using our words. Well,
yeah.
Guess what? That doesn't work.
Yeah, no.
Actually, they tell you to pee yourself. To pee yourself.
What would you say to people who are afraid of guns?
Ask questions. Ask what certain guns
go
do,
shoot.
What different types there are. Then ask someone at a range to go with you and show you what they do, how they operate, what they're used for. Contact your local concealed carry clubs. Contact your local open carry clubs. Ask questions, because I promise you, you'll go from being scared to being thrilled to shoot a gun. It's absolutely empowering. It's fun. And, you know, it's amazing that we have this right to have these weapons to protect ourselves from the government and from people that want to harm us.
That's right, women. Empower yourself out there. I went and got my concealed carry as well this year. You can do it. And you can watch that full video and share it around. Gun rights are women's rights. Thank you for joining me in the first 3 hours of our 34-hour broadcast. 31 more hours to go. We now take you to the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for watching.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.